You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnitt, and I'm joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Flammer and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. I'm doing very well this morning.
Outstanding. Todd, how are you?
Almost as good as Carol.
Almost as good as Carol. Well, that's good to hear. All right. Well, let's get into it. We have a fun show today. I want to welcome our first guest. His name is Terry Pilant. He is a partner with Historical Concepts. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us, Terry. Before we get into it, take a sec and just tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I am with the firm Historical Concepts. I've been with the company since 1989. We're a company based out of the, obviously, in the Southeast. We do a lot of work around the area. Our work pretty much ranges from Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, all parts in between. We also do a good bit of work outside of the Southeast. We've got projects up in as far as Maine and the areas of Long Island, New York, and out in the Midwest in Missouri, also doing projects in Iowa.
Wow, that's a pretty broad range of projects. How did you get involved in this? Tell us a little bit more about your background.
Well, I have really always had a great interest in historical architecture. Obviously, that's what our firm is the classical orders and all of the things that come with that, with the traditional architecture. I studied it in school a little bit, but really had an opportunity to see the great things that were happening in the time back in high school. I was going through a lot of the books and things in the library, and I noticed a lot of great things that were done at the time by Philip Schutze and Neil Reed, and I've got a couple of library books that have my name plastered all through them with that, and really didn't notice much about things that were going on of that type in new construction. I did have the opportunity to meet with Jim Strickland, the founder of our firm, back in about 1986 or so, and I had the opportunity to do some work with Jim in 89, and it just continued on from there.
Talk a little bit about your business card. I'm reading this. It says architects, planners, and placemakers. Now, the first two words, I think I know what that means, but placemakers, what exactly is that?
When you get into architecture and you get into land planning, the next step beyond land planning is obviously the how the two tie in together. So you can't just look at land planning from the grid layout of the streets and sidewalks. You've got to look at the vertical element, which is the architecture. And that's where placemaking comes into play, where you really... You make the place. You create a sense of place by what happens with the buildings, type of buildings, how they relate to the streets, and how they relate to the overall fabric of the community.
Your company was recently chosen to build the Southern Living Idea House for 2012. Tell us a little bit about that house and how that happened.
We've had a great long-running relationship with the folks at Southern Living. They've been very good to us over the years, I have to say. We've had many opportunities to be published in the magazine, and all of the magazines with the Southern Progress Company. But they were down in Sonoy. We did the Idea House there in 2010, and we had the opportunity then, as we were looking at this development that's on the lower end of the little town of Sonoy, which has had a wonderful rebirth. And what we've been able to do with that is basically take and extend what was the old town there with the new development. The fact that it was more of a story than a typical development around Atlanta really gave the folks at Southern Living a spark of interest in coming back. In fact, Kristen Payne, who's with Southern Living, had really had her eye on this house from way back when and had been looking at it as a potential for another Idea House, and specifically doing something in terms of the rehab and renovation, which is a strong market today in the real estate industry. As you know, many people are staying put and redoing what they have with their current homes versus trying to sell something and then build.
And tell us about a couple of the other projects you're working on.
Well, we've got some great projects going on. We have a lot of things from all through the Southeast, as I said. We've got some great projects going on down on the coast, great developments like Palmetto Bluff and at Spring Island. We have some wonderful things going on in Florida on the coast, in the Panhandle. We've got, as I mentioned, great projects out in Missouri of all types. So just a lot of fun things in different manners. We've got some really great projects that we're doing on Long Island as well in the Hamptons. So some really, really fun things.
All right. We'll be back with Terry Pilant after this commercial break.
Buying a new home can be a stressful process, and keeping track of all the essential elements involved in your purchase can be overwhelming. But the most important feature to include in your new home is something you can't see at all: a comprehensive home warranty. Professional Warranty Service Corporation provides an insured warranty program to home builders that guarantees your new home adheres to specific construction standards for a full 10 years. Builders in our program adhere to high standards, and we're proud to work with them. Ask your builder about the PWC program. Learn more at pwsc.com or call 1-800-850-2799.
All right, and we're back with Terry Pilant with Historical Concepts.
Terry, I want to loop you back to the Idea House a little bit. Give us some more detail about that.
It's really interesting that the house, what's really interesting about the house and the place, we had to move the house because it actually straddled two sites. The house is so old, it actually predates the town of Sonoy. It was in the original settlement that came through in about 1828 or so. And what's really, really been nice about going through the renovation project of the house is really looking at the bones of the structure. I mean, it was originally a timber frame structure, so it has actual pegs and such in the timbers.
Wow.
The walls and a lot of the main part of the house, the original part of the house, were hand planed, which is really amazing when you see. We didn't realize it until we had the windows out and things opened up that you could see the light flowing through. And you could just imagine the time that someone put into this over 150 years ago of actually having to hand plane all of this wood that actually covered the wall in the house. So we've saved that. We've actually been able to kind of piece things back together with the house that way. The fact that we're pretty genuine in what it was and what it is, we're doing patches on it and things of that sort that are rather obvious. So we don't want to lose the character of the house. You don't want to make it too nice and neat. It's got to tell the story of history.
How do you reproduce the things? I mean, you got to do some maintenance and replacement. I mean, do you create the new pegs and hand plane the wood?
Well, you can if you have an unlimited budget. But, you know, you can get really close to that. The main thing is looking at the character and what makes up the materials. And we're able to go through, because obviously the house has new additions as well, but we're able to go through with materials such as one-bys on the walls versus drywall in a lot of the main areas, and we've got some great materials with the flooring and such that blend well with the old original heart pine. So those are parts you look at and you see what makes up the character of the house with the richness of the materials.
So I know the house had a June 1 completion date. Is it complete and open now for the public?
It is open as of now. It was actually open on June 2nd. So it's open to folks coming through. They're hoping to get big crowds again. The last Idea House, they had record numbers of folks. They had over 32,000, I believe.
Wow.
And this time we're hoping for over 40, maybe 50,000.
And if people want to visit, how long is it open? Is it just during the
summer?
It will
be open into December. So it's open for a long time. And they often have people come back. Sonoy is a great little town, has a lot to offer. So you can go and actually spend the day and not just touring the house, but going through the town and the shops and all the eateries there.
Terry, I'm curious. I mean, you rattled off a bunch of different sites and states that you're doing projects. How do you go about choosing? I mean, there's so many different historical places.
We have been very fortunate with our clients. Our clients have taken us to all these different places. So it's not that that we necessarily choose. You know, we make a concerted effort to be diverse geographically, but we've got the really great clients that have taken us to all these different places with repeat projects. We've got one particular client that has provided us with five different projects that range from the coast of South Carolina out into Idaho and Sun Valley and other places. So it's been really great.
Are your clients, the different clients that you have, looking for the same kind of things? What are their objectives?
You know, it's interesting. If you look at the body of work that we produce, it's very diverse. It runs the gamut from really high-end to things that are quite genuine and rather primitive in nature. But all of the differentials in style that you'll see actually come from what the client wants. And they typically are looking for something that has a historical look or something that feels right in the context of where they're wanting to build.
Terry, how much of what you do is renovating or refurbishing, you know, an old home versus building new or designing new?
Probably 75% or more of our work is new construction, but it's all, we use a lot of recycled materials from antique heart pine, things of that sort. The renovation has been more and more of our, basically our body of work recently, just because that's where the the recent unpleasantness has led us to.
Terry, you've been with Historical Concepts for quite some time now. You've got to have a favorite project that sticks out in your mind.
I could not choose a favorite. There are so many really great projects that we've done. It's just, you just have to pinch yourself. It's amazing.
All right, Terry, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, where can people get in touch with you and learn more about the work at Historical Concepts?
They can call our office at 770-487-8041. Or they can check us out on our website, which is www.historicalconcepts.com.
All right. Terry Pilant, partner with Historical Concepts. It was great to have you. Thanks for joining
us today.
Great
to be here. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps our first segment. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
So, Todd, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day. Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, Todd, I have a special from KM Homes, Sentinel Chase, where you can get $10,000 in free designer options.
Just $10,000, such a nice round number. I can remember that.
Designer options. Tell me more about that.
Designer options. Well, it's actually a great number because the average amount that a buyer spends in their design studio is $12,431. Mm. So if you look at that and that, you know, those terms, then you're saving, you know, $10,000 and you're still getting all the options and upgrades you want. And of course, it's good on flooring and countertop.
Where is Sentinel Chase located?
Well, it's located in Forsyth County. It is off of exit 13 off of Georgia 400, and that is Highway 141. And it's about 3 miles east. So it's really convenient to Georgia 400.
Quick commute.
Well, that's the place you want to be in South Forsyth, isn't it?
Absolutely. The homes there offer three sides brick.
Three sides brick. Oh, that's
three
great.
Sides brick, up to 6 bedrooms, 5.5 bathrooms.
Sure. 5.5
So
bathrooms.
You could invite 4.5 of your friends over and all use the bathroom.
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Homes are offering more than 4,000 square feet of living space. Children attend excellent schools. It's Big Creek Elementary, Piney Grove Middle, and South Forsyth High School.
What are the price points in these?
So the price point's phenomenal. Again, remember I said over 4,000 square feet? The homes start from the 280s.
280s? And you're talking 6 bedrooms?
Yes, yeah, 6 bedrooms, 280s.
5.5 baths?
4,000 square feet. So, I mean, needless to say, it is a top-selling community in Forsyth County. They even have basement homes.
Plus $2,500 in closing costs with their preferred lender.
Well, wait a minute. So in addition to the $10,000.
In addition to the $10,000.
You get some help with the closing costs too. Wow.
All right. And didn't Carol say it was like $12,400 and something? So you really can cover all the average amenities anybody would want.
Yeah, it's very phenomenal. Cool. And speaking of amenities, they are close to the brand new Harrison Park that's opening soon, and it's 60 acres of green space.
60, that's a big park.
It's a very big park. So lots of places for recreation, close to Georgia 400, convenient for commuting, and then everything that South Forsyth has to offer.
Well, that's the advantage of being a little bit out from town, is that you have a little more space to do some things like that. That's really great to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you know, just right off of Georgia 400, $10,000 in free designer upgrades. So this deal is valid through June 15th. So you need to act now. You need to act now for two reasons. One of the reasons is this community has been so incredibly popular that they're getting ready to have a price increase. So if you want this great $10,000 in free designer options and $2,500 off closing costs, and you want to only spend $280 on your home, then you should go visit now.
Okay. That's cool. Good thing is studio's right by 400. We can shoot right up there this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Where can people get more information on this, Carol?
So really easy. You can go to kmhomes.com for more information.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our next guest. I'm excited to welcome Lauren Rasmus, who's a principal with Green Bean Homes. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure. Lauren, before we get into it, take a sec and tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 15 years old. I go to Riverwood High School. I run track and I bought a house.
Very good.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it. And I think that probably makes you one of the smartest, well, absolutely the smartest 15-year-old I know, but probably one of the smartest buyers in Atlanta. There are adults who haven't figured out it's a great time to buy, and you have certainly figured that out. So tell us a little bit about Green Bean Homes.
Well, it's an LLC, and it was created to give us the option to buy, well, to sell the house later on. Because I am 15, I couldn't sell the house. So we created Green Bean Homes in order to be able to sell it.
Now, I got to tell you, I can remember when I was 15. just post-Civil War, Carol, so I'll get that out of the way first. The last thing in my mind would be real estate investment. I mean, how the heck did you learn about it, get interested in it, and savvy enough to actually make the purchase that you did?
Well, I had a lot of help from my parents, you know, both being real estate agents, you know. It's kind of in our blood, you know. So, you know, they definitely encouraged it.
Why not a car or a vacation? I was asking a serious question because I know I wouldn't have been anywhere near mature enough to make that kind of call.
It was a fun project to be able to work on. You know, we like to do things as a family, and to be able to buy a house and do something to make my uncle proud, that was definitely the main goal, you know, because he was such a creative and inspiring person. We really wanted to do it for him.
So how did you end up choosing the specific property that you bought?
It proposed a certain challenge that really intrigued me because I knew I wanted a single family residence, but because it was a duplex, we not only would have to alter to make it eco-friendly, but we would also have to alter the layout.
Well, and what kind of things are you going to do with it? Tell us about your plans.
Well, we want to use the latest and greatest kind of in eco-friendly material, so like smog eating tile from Boral, smart grid technology. It's all just so interesting, and I need to learn a lot more about it, but it's very interesting.
Wait a minute, smog eating tile?
Yes.
What the heck is that? I've never heard of such a thing.
It's a tile, it's concrete, and it reduces the appearance of like smog, so it consumes it.
How about that?
I need to get some. Interesting. That is cool. There's all sorts of cool technology on the market. So now, where is the home? Is it?
It's down in the West End.
West End. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Lauren, talk a little bit about the hunting process you did. I mean, I'm sure you looked at a bunch of different places. Just talk through how you went about doing that.
Well, we were kind of, you know, we were going through Georgia MLS and everything. I was going through with my mom, and we were looking at all the houses. And I love the West End area because it is so up and coming and it has so much promise. And the house, it really did propose such a challenge that I wanted to try to beat it. You know, I wanted to try to, you know, work with it and see what we could make it into.
So the house is a duplex. You'll be renovating both sides of it, I assume?
I haven't quite decided. I think I want to create into a single family residence. I think it would, you know, just work better down in that area. It's kind of an interesting layout. It's not a regular two duplex. It's a three duplex. So the basement is not finished. But if you walk around, it's all dirt. And if you walk around, there's two separate rooms and a kitchen up these very interesting stairs. So it needs a lot of work, but it's more of a single family residence.
Yeah, so a triple duplex. Okay, I think I've got it.
It's weird.
It sounds like you may have to do some pretty significant surgery on walls and knocking out, so you have two of everything in a duplex. Who's doing all the architectural part? Are you doing the design and then getting help? Tell us how you're doing that.
Well, I hope to be able to work with the construction and building and the architecture at Georgia Tech. And we might have to wait until school comes back because it is summer, you know, not the best time to close on the house. But we're very excited to be able to work with them because I need help figuring out what we need to do in order to make it eco-friendly. So it should be interesting. I'm going to learn a lot.
All right. We'll be back with Lauren Rasmus after this commercial break. Buying a new home can be a stressful process, and keeping track of all the essential elements involved in your purchase can be overwhelming. But the most important feature to include in your new home is something you can't see at all, a comprehensive home warranty. Professional Warranty Service Corporation provides an insured warranty program to home builders that guarantees your new home adheres to specific construction standards for a full 10 years. Builders in our program adhere to high standards, and we're proud to work with them. Ask your builder about the PWC program. Learn more at pwsc.com or call 1-800-850-2799.
All right, and we're back with Lauren Rasmus with Green Bean Homes.
Lauren, you mentioned Georgia Tech in your comments just before the break now. Is that something else in your future?
I'm not sure Georgia Tech. I know I want to run in college, so I'm currently competing in AAU track right now. So I definitely think, you know, being on a team is definitely a great, great experience. So I definitely want to run in college, but I'm not quite sure where yet.
You've got a little bit of time left, right, to make that call. But talk about Georgia Tech. What's the connection there, and what are you doing with them?
One of my brother's friends is actually like associated with someone there, and he said that they would love to be a part of this process. So to have them want to be a part of it, you know, it was amazing because we need all the help we can get.
So it sounds like it's a little bit of an older home. Are there any features in the home that you really like that you want to try to keep throughout the renovation process?
Yes. We'd like to keep the hardwood floors. Another thing, you know, not wasting, you know, trees and, you know, kind of making those work with the house. You know, they're going to need a little TLC, but we'll do what we have to. In the fireplace, the white brick, and it's so amazing. It has so much character.
Now, this is your first big project. I'm just a little bit curious. Do you have grander plans in your mind for the future? Buying additional places and renovating? Tell us a little bit about your strategy longer term.
Yes, we do hope to work with other properties and continue to feed properties through Green Bean Homes, and we hope to have it grow. So
I'm just wondering, are you thinking about a future in real estate, or maybe you're going to become a builder?
I don't think she's interested in real estate at all.
Not at all.
I don't know yet. I haven't decided. A lot of time left, so.
How do you manage to fit this in? I mentioned you're running track, and I can tell just the expression on your face how much you're into that. How do you find the time to get through high school, participate in track, and then running a business?
You have to make the time, you know. If it's something that you love, you fit it in, and you do what you have to make it all work, you know. I learned that from my parents because they've got busy schedules, but my mom's never missed a track meet. You know, she's always there supporting, and she's been here, and they're all supportive through this process. So, you know, you learn to rearrange and make it all work.
How about some tips and advice? How would you recommend another, you know, your classmates, for example, the kind of things they ought to be thinking about and doing to prepare for their future?
I mean, be smart. Don't do something that you'll regret, and, you know, make good decisions.
Lauren, I have to ask the significance of the company name. How did you come up with Green Bean Homes?
Well, we wanted to do something that would reflect the fact that we were, you know, starting an eco-friendly company. And we also wanted something that was age-appropriate because I am 15, you know. We were tossing around all these different names, and that one just definitely reflected, you know, Green Bean Homes and the growth and how we hope that the company will grow with the help of others.
I know that you bought the home because you had inheritance from your uncle. Would you like to tell our listeners anything about your uncle or your relationship with him?
My mom had 4 siblings, and they were all very close. So when he was diagnosed, it was kind of hard hit on the family, but it did bring us all together. And you learned a lot from him. He was a very forgiving person and very humble, and he was an amazing person, and we definitely wanted to do this for him. You know, he definitely inspired me.
Well, I think your story is inspirational just all across the board. I mean, you're the only 15-year-old I've ever met who's bought a house. So congratulations again on being Atlanta's smartest buyer.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Lauren, gosh, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, where can people get more information about you, your adventure here in Green Bean Homes?
Well, we have a website, and we also have a Facebook page, greenbeanhomes.com, and Green Bean Homes is the Facebook page.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, Lauren Rasmus, a principal at Green Bean Homes, it was so great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. Well, that wraps today's show. You can find us on iTunes or AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. In fact, we'd appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes if you enjoyed today's broadcast. So, on behalf of today's guests, Terry Pilant and Lauren Rasmus, my co-hosts, Todd Youngblood and Carol Flammer, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.